Well, welcome to a very special afternoon here on WSMI. My name is David Jenkins. I'm also joined by Kyle Hirschelman of the Journal News and Tim Mize back at his home studio speaking with us as well. And we are pleased to have on the phone joining us Reed Detmers, as we said, the 10th overall pick in this year's first-year player draft in Major League Baseball, just drafted on Wednesday. Reed, thank you so much for joining us today. How are you doing, and what have these last 48 hours been like?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on. But yeah, it's been a little stressful, but enjoyable couple days. There's a lot of stuff that's been going on. I'm glad everything's over. I'm glad everything worked out like I planned, and yeah, just looking forward to the future.
And Reed, you were getting all sorts of very positive feedback throughout the process, but there's always still that maybe seed that says, will I go as high as they say I'm going to go? So when you heard your name called, just kind of take us through that process. I'm sure you had a lot of thoughts going through your head.
Yeah, it was, like I said, it was very stressful. I was very anxious leading up to it. It was just a lot of stuff going on. I've heard multiple things. I didn't really know what to expect. I kind of had an idea, but I didn't really know if it was true or not. So leading up to it, I was kind of just sitting there, not really saying a whole lot. And then once I heard my name, I was all kinds of relief, very excited. A lot of emotions going through my head and my parents' head. So it was a blessing. It was a dream come true. I'll be forever thankful for it.
Reed, this is Kyle. I kind of wanted to know what you thought of just like the reception that you've gotten from, like, you know, Nokomis and the people back home. I know a lot of people were watching. They had a watch party at the park house and some other places. So just kind of what that experience was like.
Yeah, I have a lot of connections, a lot of family and friends from both Nokomis and Chatham. So I got a lot of phone calls, a lot of messages from both family friends. So yeah, it was pretty cool. I talked to my aunt that day, and that I didn't know there was going to be a little watch party at the park house, but she told me that, and it was a very cool moment. I wasn't expecting that, so that was pretty cool. And I know a lot of friends back home, back in Chatham, were watching it. So, yeah, it was a very cool experience.
Well, and this actually is the second time that you've been drafted. Obviously, you were drafted out of high school, but in the 32nd round, I think it was by the Braves. Other than the place where you were drafted, can you tell us a little bit about the differences in the processes?
Yeah, back in high school, it wasn't as crazy because I kind of had an idea I was going to college. I knew college was a better fit for me out of high school, so I could develop a little bit more. So there was a lot of interest, but at the same time, then there wasn't. So it wasn't as hectic. This year was a lot more hectic because I knew I was going to be taken high. So I had to talk to all the teams, had to talk to all the player development people to kind of figure out what team liked me most, and just really learn about their organizations, and then learn more about who I am personally. So it was a lot of Zooms, a lot of phone calls, just trying to get to know everybody.
Reed, you've had the good fortune of going from a small high school in Nokomis to a big high school in Glenwood. You made the transition fine. You made the jump beautifully from high school to college, dominated at Louisville. I would imagine those types of experiences will really suit you well now, making the jump from college ball to pro ball.
Yeah, I think it helps a lot. Just being able to really just change everything and move around, I guess, helps. It kind of helps me figure out that I can get up and go somewhere else and play. So I learn a lot about myself, learn a lot about who I am and my ability. So making those transitions, I think, really helps for the future.
So which is harder, actually, you know, pitching in the, you know, College World Series or having to talk to all these people?
I don't know. Probably in the World Series. There's a lot more people watching. And it's just one of those moments you always dream of. All your emotions are going crazy. It's hard to settle in. So I would probably say pitching in the World Series.
You have talked to ESPN and MLB Network, so WSMI was the logical next step.
yeah, I mean, talking to those guys, I watch them every day, so it's it's a pretty cool experience being able to talk to those guys and really just hear what they think and hope for my future. So it's a pretty cool experience talking to those kinds of people.
Speaking of talking to people, I think everybody really wants to know, have you spoken to Mike Trout yet?
He actually texted me. he was going to call, but everything was too crazy, so he ended up just texting me. So, yeah, that was a pretty cool experience. He just said, congratulations. If you need anything, let me know. I'll help.
So, yeah, did you have his number in your phone? Did you have your number? His number? Yeah, okay. So it didn't just show up as a random number.
I got a little warning before, like just a little heads up. So whenever I got that message, I knew it was him. So, yeah, it was a pretty cool experience.
That's almost a welcome to the big league moment, isn't it? Like, wow, Mike Trout just texted me.
Yeah, it was hard to process. I know all my teammates were going crazy when I told them that Mike Trout just texted me, and all my family and friends there. So it was a pretty cool experience.
Reed, do you appreciate the fact that there's going to be a generation of kids in Nokomis that grew up idolizing you?
Oh, yeah. I think about that all the time. It's kind of just one of those things that I grew up with, just idolizing people ahead of me. And then I'm very fortunate to be able to be that role model for the younger generation below me. So everything I do, I'm always thinking about the generation below me, whether it's talking to media, playing ball, doing anything. I'm always trying to be a good role model. So it's something I've always thought of.
I don't know how much you've got to talk to the Angels yet, but, I mean, have they given you, like, any kind of inkling on what the next couple steps are going to be for you?
Yeah, I've been in contact with them. They don't really know yet. I think they're kind of just waiting for everything to settle down a little bit.
Sure.
So I'm not trying to rush anything or anything like that. So I'll probably find out sometime in the next couple of days, maybe next week.
What was this season like for you? Obviously very shortened because of the current pandemic that we're in. So you really didn't have much of a chance to build your stock as to say from beginning of season to end of season. I don't even know how many games you had.
Right. Yeah. I only had four starts, four weekends. So I felt great. I think what I did this season, helped a little bit. But, yeah, I felt great. Body felt great. Arm felt great. Stuff was coming out good. And I had a lot of success. So just getting those four outings under my belt really helped shape my future and really helped my confidence and just ready to get started again.
Talking with Reed Detmers, the newest members of the Los Angeles Angels organization. And, Reed, I'll take you back to high school for a minute. In the era of specialization that we're in, you see where people maybe focus on one sport at a younger age. You played a lot of different sports all the way through. Just kind of talk about that process, and once you got to a certain stage, then baseball became your focus.
Right, yeah, I grew up playing all the sports, whether it was from soccer at a young age, football at a young age. Once I kind of got to high school, I kind of narrowed it down a little bit because I knew baseball and basketball were my sports. So I always liked playing a lot of sports just to take my mind off baseball. I knew baseball was my sport the whole time, but just to take my mind off of it, let my body relax, let it recover, stay in shape all year, just being athletic. So I thought playing as many sports as you could was very beneficial, very helpful for being in shape, and really just being more athletic. But yeah, once I knew it was baseball, I stopped playing basketball just to focus on baseball my senior year. But yeah, I would recommend everybody playing every sport.
Mm-hmm. I know you've said in the past that your dad has been a huge influence on you. What did he say after you were drafted?
Honestly, it's kind of a blur.
Sure.
But yeah, there's a lot of emotions, a lot of hugs. Just everybody was so excited. So
your brothers didn't look that excited.
But I remember just getting up, hugging both my mom and dad, and they're just very excited. Just saying, congratulations, you've earned this. It's something you've always looked forward to, and now it's happening. So you gotta make that next step and just be you. So that's really all I can recall from that night.
Well, the moment was caught on video, so in case you ever want to relive it, it is there.
Yeah. I've actually watched that video a couple times. It's just something to look back on. I get chills every time I watch it. So it's one of those videos I'll always go back and watch.
I got chills after you got off the phone and you turned to your dad and you just said, it's the Angels. And what a neat moment between father and son. You think about all the hours that were put in to get to that moment. And I just thought when you said, it's the Angels, the look in your eye and the expression on his face, I mean, that was as good as it gets, I thought.
Yeah, I mean, he's been there the whole time. So everything I've learned is from him. All my work ethic I learned from him. So all my credit goes to him. So just being able to have him by my side, getting that phone call and telling him that basically my dream has came true, it was a very special moment.
You said that, you know, you were glad that you went to Louisville. You know, what kind of made you, what was the difference between high school Reed and Louisville Reed? What did you learn while you were with the Cardinals?
Yeah, I knew in high school that I wasn't ready for pro ball. I was mentally ready, just not physically ready. So that's why I came here. I got along with the coaches very well, and I knew coming to this program would help me develop. So first day on campus, I got here, and I knew I needed to get stronger. So that's what we did. We went straight to the weight room, got stronger, and really just developed everything that I needed to develop to be a next-level pitcher. So that's really what we focused on. Throughout that process, I learned the game a little bit more, learned more about pitching, how to use my body and stuff like that. So coming here, it's everything I could ask for. Working with all the staff, coming here for school, getting better, it's really a top-notch program.
Reed Detmers joining us here on WSMI FM 106. And obviously, you've had a number of people reach out to you since you were drafted on Wednesday. Have you been able to speak with your high school coaches, whether it's the coach at Chatham or Brian Pisco at Nokomis?
I've not talked to them on the phone. They have sent me texts. My phone's been blowing up, so I haven't really been able to call anybody. But yeah, I've got multiple texts from all my high school coaches just saying congrats, like you've earned this. So yeah, it's one of those things that eventually I'll reach out to them and say thanks for everything. But right now, I'm just trying to settle in and figure everything out.
Yeah, you might have to upgrade your phone plan, but I don't think that's going to be the big-time purchase you make when you sign your contract. Have you thought at all about what will be the first thing that you buy with your Major League money?
I need a new car, so I'm probably going to go buy a new car, truck, or something. So that'll probably be it. I probably won't spend a whole lot of it, to be honest.
Smart man.
Say, and also, sorry to jump around here, but your teammate, Bobby Miller, got drafted too, also going to Los Angeles. Have you guys been able to talk at all? He went a few spots lower than you, but you guys are basically sharing the same experience.
Yeah, that was a very special moment. Whenever he got his pick, when he got picked, got his name called, everybody went crazy. Just being in LA, or for me, getting drafted by the Angels, him by the Dodgers, those are really close to each other, obviously. So, yeah, so hopefully in the future we can maybe live together or do something together since we're going to be close. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing what he does in the future.
Reed, we do appreciate a few minutes of your time. That's out of my questions. I don't know if, Tim, you had any more questions you wanted to ask?
No, I was just curious about what he was going to buy.
The important stuff.
That's right.
What about you, Kyle?
No, I'd say, Reed, hopefully you get to rest a little bit now. I know it's probably going to still be blowing up for a while, but I hope you get to enjoy the moment.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Well, thanks again, Reed, for joining us. And, again, we all really do appreciate you because I know these have been a really busy last couple of days for you. So thanks again for taking time out of your days to join us here on WSMI.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.